It is.
It is over there. That's one you don't recognize.
Yeah. They, there's a, to me, sometimes I get, I'm going a certain direction, and then somebody will have a prayer request or share something that just touches my heart so intensely. Charles, your willingness to be so honest and stand up and share things about how God is using you, I think that's just, we all should be touched. Bill, you and Turquoise have just been a wonderful, wonderful addition. And when we were, everybody was sharing, Bill come up, shook his hand. I said, Bill, you getting up in church and sharing, didn't see that a year ago, did you, brother? Nope. Turquoise, did you see that one a year ago?
No, I was shocked.
Amen. And that's what I love. I love people that are just touched by God. I love people that are willing to share what God is doing in their lives. This past week was just so unique. Starting off with that funeral on Monday and seeing, probably 200 people there at that funeral. The guys being used of God simply to bring peace in a family that was even up to the last moment. And you know, each one of our families, we have stuff. We got stuff. I mean, we got things. We got stuff. And to see how God's Holy Spirit just came in and took over in that service, wow, it just thrilled my heart. That wedding on Wednesday was exactly what I needed, because to see that couple and to see that brother come down with such a smile upon his face, and to see him at 83 years old stand there, and we got the part going in the service, and I was asking, repeat those vows, and you could see the tear in his eye. And afterward, he says, this one, I got more nervous at than the first time I got married. It has been so many years ago, I can't hardly remember the first time I got married. His dear bride, his first bride, had passed away 6-7 years ago when he called me originally. He says, you know, I'd said I was only going to be married one time. I said, brother, God wants you to be happy. He wants you to have companionship and love in your life. And we're able to just have such a wonderful time. To walk in on Thursday night and just to have these gentlemen share from the heart. Late in the program, they shared about how they were going off the road and that they had so many personal items to take care of. The lead singer there, his daughter with the transplant. Doug, the gentleman over here, shared. So God uses him to have that opportunity to share about his struggles with drug addiction. And there again, never thinking that same challenge would face him and his family, immediate family, his son. And when he was sharing just simply from his heart, I could feel how God was using through his Holy Spirit. I know there are things that you need to keep private, and I believe in privacy. I believe that we ask sometimes too many questions, and we're supposed to know, it says in Corinthians, in part. And I think a lot of times we ought to know simply in part, because sometimes we ask too many questions. You just ought to listen and let the person that has something going on in their life share exactly what they want to share. And I picked out a scripture that I think fits so well with what I believe God is speaking to us today. For just a few moments, I want to share with you in the book of Philippians in the first chapter. In the first chapter, the writer Paul always would send his greeting out to the church or the group of people who he's writing to. And for the first couple verses, the same. And in the third verse, he says something kind of unique here in the book of Philippians. People that were he was so close to. And this is what he says. He says, in the third verse, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Basically, I thank God every time I remember you. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy. In the fifth verse, it states, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Sixth verse, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Seventh verse, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. God, open our minds for just a couple minutes, and let us be dealt with as individuals in your presence. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Three verses. Why would the apostle, why would he show such gratitude to these people? And it starts out here in this book as it begins, in those three verses, starting in the fifth verse. It states about how, in that fifth verse, your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident. I believe that the apostle appreciated the commitment of the people. It says, from the first day until now. I love people that come to church and they haven't been to church before. You heard testimonies of people today that were sharing our prayer request time that haven't spent their whole lives been going to church. And I love that. Amen. And I also like people that have been around church forever. I love the way God, in his wisdom, takes us each one as individual and then just kind of meshes us together. Sometimes you got folks that just got experience. And God allows those people to share that wonderful experience. They're seasoned, we would call it, in Christ. And also you have folks that haven't been around it that much, they've just gotten started in things, and they are so full of enthusiasm and simple honesty. Amen. And the way that God just meshes those things together, it thrills me. I think the reason that God has blessed us here is simply because of our commitment to Him. You got to be committed. I'm going to do it again today like I did it yesterday, the way I did it last week. Sometimes you just got to get up and go do what you know you ought to do. Whether you feel like it, you don't have to reason it out. You don't have to answer every question. You just got to go do what God has laid upon your heart to do. You just got to be there. You got to be in the midst of it. You got to be ready and willing to be used of Him, because you never know when He is going to use you to share with somebody in such need. I believe that the apostle, he appreciated the people so much because of their commitment. In the sixth verse, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Will complete it. Not only do these folks have the commitment, but the apostle, he had confidence in those people. I want to walk into church on a Sunday morning and I want to hear about God. I want to walk into church on a Sunday morning and I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what you struggled with. I don't know what's been going on. I want to walk into church and I want to walk into a place where I feel something from the Holy Spirit, because I believe when you lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he will reach out and he will touch your heart. I have a confidence in what God is going to do. Why? Because I've seen him do it time and time again. being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. God has begun this good work in you, and I believe that God will complete it. And finally, in this third verse, and I said finally third verse, not finally, I'm at the end of my sermon. Don't get your little shopping bag ready to go to Wegmans yet. I'm just giving you my 3 points up front so that I don't forget any of them. And finally, the point that thrills me so much is found in verse 7. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Apostle Paul said to these people, I have you in my heart. That is a connection. I have seen your commitment. I have full expectation, the confidence that I have you, that you will see it through to the end. But also, I have you in my heart. That to me is a connection. On Thursday night at that concert, Miss Connie, she came up that aisle. She started singing, You Are My Sunshine. I felt such a connection with a dear sister of God who attends another church. Comes in and boy, she says, I am happy to be here today. I believe that she felt the Spirit of God. I believe that she is just she's one of God's characters. There's just no way to put it any other way. And she is going to share the joy of the Lord in wherever God places her. She told me, Charlie, I'm almost 91 now. Isn't that right, Sally? And I think she's doing pretty good for 91. I hate to admit she had a little more energy than I did that night. And then I had the opportunity yesterday. I know this will shock you, to play golf. And I played with a gentleman who also was 90 years old. We jumped in that golf cart. And the first thing that he wanted to share to me were some little greeting one-liners. First thing in, I sat down and looked at me and said, last night I dreamt I was a muffler, and this morning I got up exhausted. That's how it began, our conversation, sitting in the golf club. He said, you know, last week I had a dream that ate a bit marshmallow, and I haven't been able to find my pillow ever since then. He said, I went to the doctor the other day, and the doctor says, I've looked at all the stuff and checked out everything. He says, I think you're going to live to be 90. He said, Doc, I am 90. The doctor said, see? And for the next 4 hours, I just chuckled at the enjoyment that I had with a gentleman who has lived life to the fullest. I felt a connection. I felt that, boy, we had something in common. Not so much about the way you hit a little golf ball or anything. It's a connection about how you view life. And about how you view life in a way that you consider others before yourself. I heard about a wife who passed away on an operating table. I heard about things of joy. I heard about friendships that have been cemented for so many years. And I felt a connection. I hope that you never, and I apologize to God and any one of you that would ever feel that I would take the connections that we have made here at Mount Calvary lightly. Because I cherish the way that God has allowed us to come into His house, to be of one mind, of one spirit, one accord. I thank Him for the commitment that I've seen from this church. I thank Him for the confidence that He has that we are just going to see it through to the end till He arrives again to take us home. But most of all, I think that we're in God's heart, just as He is in our heart. I've got people that walk into me and they talk to me and they talk about church and things, and I don't hear the first off is, what can God do for you? But what I hear is people saying, what can I do for God and God's people? And that thrills my heart. I felt a connection. I felt that I was right where God wanted me to be. And folks, I was blessed to have that opportunity to sit there and just kind of reel it all in. He says, Brother Jack yesterday, he says, you don't get to be 90. And he was starting to tell me all the things that he'd taken and all the operations he'd had. The hip. I'm taking this drug, and I used to take that drug, and I used to take this one. Now I no longer take this one. Now I take that one. And now I no longer take this one. Now I'm taking this. And he says, you know, I've gotten to the point where I just don't take anything anymore. He says, I think I'm doing pretty good. He said, but I'm not sure if I know. He says, because there's not as many of my friends around to tell me. He says, but I thank God for each one that I have known. I thank God for each one that I have had the opportunity to have to be a part of their life and them to be a part of my life. So you see, this is just a short sermon today because I had about a 4.5-hour sermon yesterday preached to me. And folks, I love every moment of it. I challenge you and I would encourage you. Take seriously the people in your life that you have a connection with. Thank them. Appreciate them. And when it comes time when they are struggling, when it comes time when they're going through some difficulty, you remember them in prayer. Amen? Amen. It's been such a joy here. I've never known such joy as I've known inside these doors. People that should be thanked for everything they do. So many times I forget because life seems to be a little busier and busier all the time. So I have challenged God to deal with me on things that I can do a little better. And I hope that He'll do the same for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come to Your house today, and God, we have felt Your Holy Spirit. God, we heard during the prayer request things that simply touched our hearts. So many needs, so many physical needs, God, but also the most important need is to have Jesus Christ within your heart as a personal Savior. God, as that is the most important connection that any of us can ever make. It's the one God sent His Son to die upon a cross for. God, You now challenge us to make that connection to You. And God, for so many here that are just busy about the work of the Lord, so many are just asking, what can I do and what can I do more for God? We thank you for that, God. We thank you how people are simply dedicated themselves to the work of the Lord. God, for the challenges that we may face, for the things that are on the horizon that we have not seen yet, God, we fully believe that you're going to see us through. You're going to make a way. You're never going to let a temptation come against us that you've not prepared us to see it through. So, Heavenly Father, once again, all the prayer requests that we heard, meet them. For each one that has come under the sound of my voice today, God, we thank you for it, and we thank you for the connection we have one with another, because we are here simply in spirit and in truth to lift up the name of Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we go on our way, and God, you just continue to lead us, guide us, direct us in our everyday life. We thank you for this, and we all say thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you. Let's stand to your feet if you're able. I'm so glad I'm